Hi, Patrick Mulvey here with some strategy execution insights and best practices to help you and your organization do what it says it wants to do. Today's podcast topic answers the question, what are the best companies doing in strategy formulation? So let's get started. All top-notch strategy development efforts follow three basic principles. They are based on objective data, they employ a strategy pyramid, and they include a thorough assessment of customer needs. Let's examine each succinctly. By objective data, I don't mean just dusting off last year's pie charts on market share, although industry growth and your share in the markets you serve are important metrics to understand if you want to win. Objective data is more than quantitative. It is intellectually honest. When I was at General Electric, Jack Welch demanded that GE's businesses be number one or number two in their markets. Business leaders quickly figured out how to define markets so narrowly that they were all number one or number two. So Jack then demanded that the markets be worldwide and defined so broadly that they only had 10% or less market share. But then they still had to become number one or number two. That kept leaders honest, but with lots of room for growth. The easiest person to fool in life is yourself. That's true for organizations as well. The best companies rigorously demand objective, data-driven conclusions. The second principle is the concept of the strategy pyramid. It is a logic structure that guides the enterprise towards the company's vision and distinctly aligns the strategic initiatives. The McKinsey concept of MISI, the balanced scorecard, and virtually all other excellent strategy processes use some form of the strategy pyramid. The pyramid is also a way for employees to recognize how their specific role contributes to the whole of the organization's strategy, so it becomes a powerful communication tool as well. The third principle of the best strategy development companies involves a deep understanding of customer needs. In particular, a delineation of what is important to customers, how customers measure it, and the extent to which you and your competitors deliver it. Such understandings are essential to winning competitively, and without it, companies can have strategies that look good but don't enable real growth. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy and getting it done, visit us at strategydone.com. Thanks for tuning in.